In the next millisecond, they both slammed down atop an interface console. Sava felt metal buckling and Clearplast shattering. Then they tumbled off on opposite sides, Saba hitting the deck near Tahiri and Abeloff landing on her feet by the balcony's edge. Fearing that her prey would attempt to retreat into the computer core, Saba grabbed at Abeloff in the Force, at the same time slashing her lightsaber through the console that separated them. The blade suddenly died. For an instant, Saba thought the pulse bomb had detonated early. She cursed her pack's lack of faith in her skill, but then Abeloff was racing toward her, coming in faster than she was being pulled, and Saba realized that her prey had extinguished the blade. Even with no arms left to fight with, Abeloff remained determined to take Saba's body. Her huge mouth gaped open, revealing two rows of fangs. Fangs sharp enough to shred blast armor, set in jaws wide enough to bite through a Rancor neck. That was no way to fight a Barabel. Saba brought both fists up together, jamming them into Abeloth's mouth in a force-enhanced double punch. The blow knocked a 10-centimeter hole through both sets of fangs, and when Abeloth bit down, there was nothing but toothless gum clamping Saba's scaly forearms. Still, the pain was excruciating, and Saba came close to stopping before she felt her forearms snapping. Hissing in pain, she balled her fists anyway, locking her talons deep into the back of Abeloth's throat. In one smooth jerk, she pulled her prey's head down sideways and exposed the neck. Then Saba sank her fangs in deep. They sliced through skin and gristle and just kept sinking, cutting through muscle and bone and spinal cord. Abeloth's body went limp with shock. Saba used her broken arms to jerk the head down farther, exposing even more neck. She ripped flesh. She gnashed sinew. She crushed vertebrae. She whipped her muzzle back and forth, and she felt the prey's head pop loose. Only then did Abeloth's jaw open and release Saba's broken arms. She let her hands open, and her claws slipped free. The head went flying across the balcony and landed at the feet of Tahiri and the two void jumpers. All three stared at the gruesome thing in open shock, until Tahiri finally seemed to recover her wits and looked toward Saba.
"Master Sabatine?"
she gasped.
"Is she... did you get her?"
"Yes, Jedi Vela,"
Saba said, struggling to her feet.
"Now we have both killed an Abeloth.